Chapter 61 Jackass, Jackass. With admissions behind me, I had no responsibilities until fall term began. I spent the intervening days catching up on my sleep, working in Kilbin's shop, and enjoying my new luxurious accommodations at the Horse and Four. I also spent a considerable amount of time on the road to Imre, usually under the excuse of visiting Threep, or enjoying the camaraderie of the other musicians at the Aeolian. But the truth behind the stories was that I was hoping to find Denna. But my diligence gained me nothing. She seemed to have vanished from the town completely. I asked a few people who I could trust not to make gossip of it, but none of them knew more than Deok. I briefly entertained the thought of asking Sovoy about her, but discarded it as a bad idea. After my sixth fruitless trip to Imre, I decided to abandon my search. After my ninth, I convinced myself it was a waste of valuable time. After my 14th trip, I came to the deep realization that I wouldn't find her. She was well and truly gone. Again. It was during one of my Denna-less trips to the Aeolian that I received some troubling news from Count Threep. Apparently, Ambrose, firstborn son of the wealthy and influential Baron Jackis, had been busy as a bee in the social circles of Imre. He had spread rumours, made threats, and generally turned the nobility against me. While he couldn't keep me from gaining the respect of my fellow musicians, apparently he could keep me from gaining a wealthy patron. It was my first glimpse of the trouble Ambrose could make for a person like me. Threep was apologetic and morose, while I seethed with irritation. Together we proceeded to drink an unwise amount of wine and grouse about Ambrose Jackis. Eventually Threep was called up onto the stage, where he sang a scathing little ditty of his own design, satirizing one of Tarbean's councilmen. It was met with great laughter and applause. From there it was a short step for us to begin composing a song about Ambrose. Threep was an inveterate gossip monger with a knack for tasteless innuendo, and I have always had a gift for a catchy tune. It took us under an hour to compose our masterwork, which we lovingly titled Jackass, Jackass. On the surface it was a ribald little tune about a donkey who wanted to be an arcanist. Our extraordinarily clever pun on Ambrose's surname was as close as we came to mentioning him, but anyone with half a wit could tell who the shoe was meant to fit. It was late when Threep and I took to the stage, and we weren't the only ones worse for drink. There was thunderous laughter and applause from the majority of the audience who called for an encore. We gave it to them again, and everyone came in singing on the chorus. The key to the song's success was its simplicity. You could whistle or hum it. Anyone with three fingers could play it, and if you had one ear and a bucket, you could carry the tune. It was catchy and vulgar and mean-spirited. It spread through the university like a fire in a field. I tugged open the outer doors of the archives and stepped into the entry hall, my eyes adjusting to the red tint of the sympathy lamps. The air was dry and cool, rich with the smell of dust, leather, and old ink. I took a breath the way a starving man might outside a bakery. Willem was tending the desk. I knew he'd be working. Ambrose wasn't anywhere in the building. "I'm just here to talk with Master Lauren," I said quickly. Will relaxed.
"He's with someone right now. It might be a while."
A tall, lean, Kildish man opened the door behind the entry desk. Unlike most Kildish men, he was clean-shaven and wore his hair long, pulled back into a tail. He wore well-mended hunter's leathers, a faded travelling cloak, and high boots, all dusty from the road. As he shut the door behind him, his hand went unconsciously to the hilt of his sword to keep it from striking the wall or the desk.
"Italia te curi, Idanasiath,"
he said in Siaru, clapping Willem on the shoulder as he walked out from behind the desk.
"Furulan tuatitam."
Will gave a rare smile, shrugging.
"When such